We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Friday to you as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. Mark Cox here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, along with Kathleen England and Carl Middleman and Sue Thomas. And we're happy that you're here with us. It is, sadly, Kathleen's last day with us.
Yes.
We're sorry to hear that. We got you a cake.
Yes, I see. It's chocolate. Thank
not,
you.
Not a gold watch, but a cake. So that's a, you know, you kind of get what you can get here. But at least it's chocolate on chocolate cake.
That'll work, yes.
Because
my favorite.
When I went in to find the cake, I was looking and they had all these cakes with, you know, different combinations of icing and cake. I had to look hard to find chocolate on chocolate. I just have to tell you.
Well, I appreciate that. I love chocolate on chocolate.
You bet. Just one of your surprises this morning. That's number one.
Okay.
We'll get the rest of the stuff in here a little later. So just stay tuned. It may involve alcohol. I'll just have to tell you.
Oh, really?
It's possible.
Yeah. Should that be in the refrigerator?
I don't know. Maybe. We can always put it on ice, Carl.
True.
This is true.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We can put it in the freezer for about an hour.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to mention that again and tell you that we're going to miss you, and we understand when you have to family comes first.
Yes.
And we get that.
And yes, and I will miss you all too. I've had fun. It's been interesting, and it's been an experience, let me say.
And some of the things that we talk about in the commercial breaks that we can't talk about on here, right?
Exactly.
Since we've all been in the radio business and TV business for so long, basically. One thing we've got going on this morning is we've got Carl Middleman in the middle of trying to book a vacation at Disney before the Disney Star Wars Hotel closes for good. Is this correct?
That's right. September 28th is their last flight.
I want you to explain to people who didn't hear us talking about this the other day exactly what this experience is all about, but also that if the demand is so great
now,
why is it going away? Is it just overpriced?
It is overpriced. It is a fully total immersive experience for 2 days. You are a part of the Star Wars world for 2 days.
It's like Fantasy Island for
right.
Star Wars geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
you feel like you're on a starship in space, even though you're at a hotel in Florida.
Right. Like, can they put shields up and all that stuff?
All right. Like, they do tours of the bridge, and you can make the whole ship go into hyperspace.
Really?
And the entire hotel feels it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really cool.
It is really cool.
It is.
It's really not, I don't, well.
What?
It's $1,500 a day for 2 days.
Of course it is.
And it's Disney.
Woo!
That's
it's something you considered, but you hadn't pulled the trigger on it, so to speak. You hadn't pulled the lightsaber on it.
Yeah.
And now that we found out that it's only going to be around for a limited amount of time, this morning we're thinking about pulling the trigger on it, and your wife has been trying to call them because the phone lines didn't open up till 6 a.m. our time, correct? And it's busy.
Busy.
Everybody is calling in trying to get the reservation.
And
that's not a busy signal. That's an all lines are out busy.
Are they taking so many people? I mean, do they have a limitation or just?
Well, they had it. Once they announced it, they said, hey, we're not going to do anything until 6 o'clock Central today.
Okay.
So now everyone that is doing going through what I am
yes.
going through
right. Huh. right,
is saying, we better do this now.
Like a once-in-a-lifetime type thing.
Right.
Pretty much.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
Like, where else would you be able to
yeah.
experience that, right?
That's true.
And that's why I'm stunned that they couldn't just cut the price a little bit and keep it going, because...
Now, there were discounts if you knew where to find them.
Okay.
Did you know where to find them?
And now you're sorry you didn't do that.
I did.
Oh, there
did.
Are still some discounts.
Well, 30% off.
Okay,
but 30%
well,
off of $1,500 a day.
That's still pretty pricey.
Right.
But it's once in a lifetime.
And so. There are three of us.
Oh, you take your daughter?
Yeah.
So I hope that I hope that that works out for you, Carl. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You don't know. So you'd have to take whatever date's available, right?
We have a date. You're supposed to give them three dates, and they will tell you what is available. And currently on the website.
Like, you have to give them a date. And
there are
like,
only 100 rooms per voyage.
Captain's log, star date. Yes. No, that's the wrong that series, is, isn't it?
Yes.
That's Star Trek, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, at least I know that much.
Good job. There are only 100 rooms per flight every 2 days.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it's every 3 days.
Only 100 rooms?
So basically you go in and you can't leave for 3 days, because if you leave, you're outside of the bubble, right?
You get to go to Star Wars Land at Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
You take a shuttle.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which is, you know, a car.
But like, let me guess, the windows are blacked out with video screens and it looks like you're flying through space as you're on your way over there.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking
See?
About being made up. They make you up to be one of the Star Wars.
That is an option.
Let's talk about
money.
The extras.
Oh, okay.
You can make a lightsaber, correct? You can
That's
build a lightsaber.
That's only $250 a lightsaber.
So how much was the being made up as one of the characters? That'd be kind of cool.
Is there a price on this? No.
Oh, they do it for free?
No.
Oh, okay.
So have you told Nicole yet that she's going to be dressed up like Princess Leia for 3 days?
No. Let's see. So, like,
because I see that coming. And do you get
Nicole.
To pick the costume? So it doesn't
I
have to be the white robe. It
right.
could be the Jabba the Hutt outfit, right?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Or it could be, you know, the Hoth outfit, which is except you're in Florida. You can have dinner at the captain's table, sit with the captain. That's an extra $50 a night.
Oh, wow.
What, $50 a person.
Okay.
Then you can buy a whole bunch of clothes. You can have a private photo session. No price on that. Then they make you up. No price on that. You can get your lightsaber for $250. You can go to the cantina. I've already been to the cantina. And so then you just buy your drinks.
Wow.
And then you can make your own little droid that can follow you around on the ship. And that's $120.
Carl,
you get to take it home with you?
Carl, your wife is very understanding.
Yes,
well, there's
she
a
is.
Budget.
If I told my wife I wanted to go do this, she would laugh me out of the room. I think she would. She would. She has no interest in any of that. Your wife is a good sport.
Yes, you married the right woman.
Yes,
she likes,
you did.
She likes Star Wars, just she didn't know to what extent it would be.
She did not. No, hey. She didn't. Hey, that's great. Good luck. I hope you get through. I hope you get to experience that while it's still available. Let's get to the short list real quick here, please.
The Mark Cox short list.
How many establishment Republicans would have sent illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard?
President Trump never punches first, but if you decide to take him on, he will destroy you.
I have most certainly learned numerous lessons during the test which God has graced me.
Everyone's talking about beer companies these days, but nobody's talking about beer.
Hey, let's talk about lessons here for just a minute. I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. That was the QAnon shaman that you heard there, Jacob Chansley, who is now free. Sort of a shock probation kind of thing here after his persecution in Washington, D.C. And he's not the only one. There were several other people sentenced to much longer sentences yesterday as they continue this ridiculous prosecution of people who attended the J6 situation. You've got, honestly, people sentenced to 18 years in prison yesterday who weren't even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. That's how ridiculous the over-prosecution is up there. We're going to talk more about that. I'll let you hear from Jacob Chansley coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, a check of business, see what the markets are doing since we're on the fiscal cliff, if you believe what they tell you. And then we'll get to you in other news with Ethan at about 6:45. We're back here in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, United States of America and the world. My name is Jacob Angeli Chansley, and I would like to start this official statement by thanking God Almighty for protection and blessings along this arduous journey of mine. You know, I once heard that school teaches us lessons and gives us a test, but God gives us a test and teaches us lessons. And to say the least, I have most certainly learned numerous lessons during the test which God has graced me with over the last 2.5 years. Now, one of the most important lessons I learned was patience.
Yeah, I'll bet you had to learn patience. That is the QAnon shaman, as they call him, Jacob Chansley, who, of course, got sentenced to jail. He's free now. He's been released from the halfway house there and been given his freedom. That plea deal that he struck a plea deal. Al Watkins was his attorney for a while. We've had him on talking about this. But if you remember when Tucker Carlson showed us that video behind the scenes from January 6th, the stuff the J6 committee didn't want you to see, you see that Jacob Chansley didn't do anything wrong other than be in a building he wasn't supposed to be in. He had a headdress on. He didn't threaten anybody. He looked weird. He was escorted around. You could hear him having conversations with Capitol Police who weren't threatened by him at all. And yet they talked him into pleading guilty to obstructing an official proceeding, and they dismissed 5 other charges against him, and he was sentenced to 41 months in prison. So he's out now. It was an over-sentencing to begin with for the offense. But the point is, they all are. This Judge Maeda, these are not people in Washington, D.C. who are being judged by a jury of their peers. They're not. They're in a biased courtroom with a biased judge who might as well have sat on the biased J6 Select Committee. When you hear some of the comments he makes about some of the ridiculous sentencing. Remember the guy we had a couple of weeks ago, I had the story on, who was sentenced to 14 years in prison, who never stepped foot in the Capitol. Because they had a picture of him outside. He had picked up a can of mace that had been dropped on the ground. Didn't even point it at the police, but pressed the button. So the mace, there was a picture of him with the bottle of mace in his hand. And they sentenced him to 14 years in prison. And the soundbite we ran with him, he pointed out that the guy in the jail cell next to him had been convicted of murdering someone and had only been sentenced to jail for 7 years. You see things like this, and you realize how ridiculous and out of whack the sentencing is by this Judge Maeda in D.C. They've got a biased prosecutor and a biased judge who, it doesn't matter what your defense is, it doesn't matter that you can prove on the video you weren't in the building. You weren't the guy they sentenced yesterday, and I'm not defending the Proud Boys. They accused the guy of planning sedition, but he wasn't even in D.C. the day this happened, and they sentenced him to 18 years in jail because he's some threat to democracy in America, supposedly. So you see at some point what they're after here, right? That for the same reasons that they had 12-foot steel barriers around the Capitol building and the inauguration for Joe Biden because of this imaginary threat to the United States. Imaginary. There was no attempt to topple the United States government on January 6th. There's no evidence of it. And every one of these people, I hope that the appeals process, they get some relief. And I hope that Donald Trump gets reelected president and pardons the vast majority of them, except the ones that committed some act of violence. Certainly pardons the one that committed no crime other than wandering through the building that day peacefully, who got jail time for it. It's really out of proportion in Washington, D.C. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jennifer Koschenka, get a check of business. I mean, the markets are nervous right now. Because they're listening to all of the blather out of D.C. There's some panic on the left up there about the deal that may be struck with Joe Biden. We'll get to Jennifer Koschenka on that. We got in other news with Ethan Bright coming up. On the other side of the hour, we're going to start reminding you some of the activities that you have an opportunity to take part in this weekend. If you're hanging around for Memorial Day, if you're not some of the people who are hitting the road to travel, there's a lot going on that you can do right here in the greater St. Louis area. We'll get to that at about 7:45. We'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, I'm going to let you explain that one, Carl. That's Miles Davis.
Miles Davis, born on this day in 1926.
He and Lenny Kravitz, huh?
In Alton, Illinois.
Did not know that. There you go. Stick that in your trivia pocket of your brain, and maybe it'll come in handy someday.
Well, I guarantee Alton will probably do something in 3 years for the 100th. Birthday anniversary.
Could be. Hey, by the way, yesterday there was a pretty big Supreme Court decision involving the EPA. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up a little later in the show. And next hour, we're going to talk more about this economic cliff that they're talking about with the debt limit increase. But right now, let's get to Jennifer, please. Jennifer Koschenka, how are you?
Stevie Nicks is 75 today.
Stevie Nicks' birthday today, Carl, and we haven't played any of that so far?
Is that right?
It is still young.
Okay.
The
day is still young.
We still have another break.
Got to get her in there.
That's true. Very good. What's going on, Jen?
Futures are higher with a focus again on debt ceiling talks. Economists at Goldman Sachs say a deal is most likely to come either late today or tomorrow. They assign an 80% probability to a deal getting done, a 10% short-term fudge, and a 10% possibility to no deal being reached. Tesla is opening some of its fast-charging network to Ford customers. The deal would give Ford EV owners access to more than 12,000 fast chargers, known as superchargers, beginning early next year. The Detroit company also plans to adopt Tesla's charging port. In making the announcement, Ford CEO Jim Farley praised the reliability and locations of Tesla's chargers. DirecTV has struck a multi-year deal to continue broadcasting the NFL's Sunday Ticket package to commercial establishments. The agreement, which kicks off this fall, gives DirecTV the ability to use its network of satellite TV installations to connect sports bars, casinos, restaurants, and hotels throughout the U.S. with Sunday Ticket. Neuralink, the neurotech startup co-founded by Elon Musk, says it has received FDA approval to conduct its first in-human clinical trial. Neuralink is building a brain implant called the Link, which aims to help patients with severe paralysis control external technologies using only neural signals. This means patients with severe degenerative diseases like ALS could eventually regain their ability to communicate with loved ones by moving cursors and typing with their minds. If you're going to use a buy now, pay later service, you should probably select PayPal. Consumer Reports looked at the 8 most popular BNPL services and rated them based on safety, privacy, and transparency. On a scale of 100, PayPal scored highest at 89. Klarna and Afterpay were next, both with 77. Consumer Reports found some BNPL apps don't clearly disclose fees.
and few commit to real-time monitoring for fraud. Others collect unnecessary user data and share it with third parties for targeted advertising. Ahead of the slate of blockbuster films hitting theaters this summer, MoviePass is back with a new plan that could help you save money at the box office. Subscribers can choose from three different tiers, basic, standard, or premium, depending on their viewing habits, which range in price from $10 to $30 a month. This summer, 42 theatrical releases are expected. Tossing those chops or burgers on your grill is going to cost less this summer. As Memorial Day kicks off, the unofficial start to summer, we'll be forking over quite a bit less this year for our barbecues. Propane is down 46% from last year to 64 cents a gallon. Also, cookout foods that have come down in price include meat, beef, and pork prices, down about 2% from a year ago. And someone's 70s dreams are about to come true. The Los Angeles residence that famously served as the exterior of the family home on The Brady Bunch is back on the market after being meticulously renovated to match the show's interior as well. The asking price for the five-bedroom, five-bath house in the Studio City neighborhood, $5.5 million. Mark?
We talked about that just a little earlier, Jen. Do you know what your monthly payment would be?
I can't.
A casual $38,000 a month.
Ah, no problem.
No, no big deal, right? For 30 years.
That's a 1-year salary in radio.
We're going to have to get a, yeah, I think we're going to have to get a third job. Yeah, yes. to do that for sure.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have a good holiday weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Jennifer Kashenka there. The Brady Bunch house.
Yikes.
I do sing when I'll admit something here. When I'm driving with my grandson, he wants to be entertained. And he doesn't always want to listen to the radio. Uh-huh. So he wants you to sing to him. And I've run out of things to sing to him. The other day I sang the Brady Bunch theme song to him. Because I know it. And the Gilligan's Island theme song. I sang that to him too, right? I'm not saying I sang it well, but it was enough noise in the car that it made him happy.
Well, that's good.
The things you'll do,
yes,
to satisfy your
Brady
grandchildren.
Bunch of Gilligan's, right? Island.
I know.
That's too funny.
All in the Family, Happy Days. You're gonna do go through them all.
I could probably do some of those. I could certainly do All in the Family.
Oh wow, All in the Family.
That's the only song I can play on piano.
All
and
in the
I
Family.
I don't know why.
you can play that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you do the Edith part or the Archie part?
No. On the piano.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only you song I know how to play it. On
okay.
the piano.
Oh okay.
And I don't know why I know how to play that.
You don't remember why. It was
taught to me at summer camp in the mid-70s.
Have you ever seen the show?
Yeah.
I remember being kicked out of grade school or kicked out of gym class because I took my father's All in the Family shirt to wear to gym. Going to a Catholic school was not a thing to do, which is not good.
Yeah. That's true. You know something that we haven't talked about here at all, which was pointed out to me yesterday, and I saw the story. I just kind of, I don't know why. I even printed it out one day and ended up talking about it. But it has to do with the hated Los Angeles Dodgers, because we've talked about all this wokeness with Target and of course, the Anheuser-Busch problem and all of this stuff. In L.A., here's what's happened with these woke corporations. Anheuser-Busch, in doing what it did, seemed to awaken a sleeping giant. But at the end of the day, in many ways, for not apologizing, they also seemed to piss off the people they were trying to placate to begin with. Like Target, for example, defended all of the pride stuff that was targeting little children at the front of their store. But when they temporarily ordered some of the displays moved to the back of the store, they pissed off the people they were trying to placate by offering it to begin with. And how does the media play that story? Well, the media plays that story in that somehow Target is anti-LGBTQ if they don't want, if they move this stuff from the front of their store. Well, that's not true at all. That's like saying that you're anti-LGBTQ, somebody being gay. If you're an adult and you choose to live out your lifestyle that way, you do you. You'll have to answer to your God one of these days. You do you. I don't care. I don't care about that. I really don't. What I care about is when children are the targets of all of this. And now the Dodgers, have a pride night in L.A., and they invited these people who dress up as nuns. They call themselves the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They do rude things like have a half-naked man doing a pole dance on a cross. I mean, it's obnoxious, some of the stuff that they do. And when this was brought up, they uninvited them, and then they got a bunch of backlash in L.A., and they re-invited them. So now they've invited them to come back and participate in Pride Night on whenever they do that at Dodger Stadium, June 16th. And now they've ended up offending everybody of faith with what this group does, but they're afraid of pissing off this group, so they've invited them back, and they don't care if they make other people mad. I thought Tommy Lahren, to her credit, made a great point on this this week, and it kind of proves that you can beat them at their own game, because the other side's been playing this game for years. And here, listen to her point on this.
And I'll tell you this, going back to the comments from the ladies on The View, right? It's so funny that they are saying this, essentially gaslighting the American public, because it's actually the left that has been perpetually offended by everything for at least the last 5 years plus, right? This is the party that wanted to cancel Aunt Jemima, the Land O'Lakes butter, Uncle Ben's. I mean, 2020, we saw so many products be rebranded. We saw so many people having to go through cancel culture, rebranding, because the left was triggered by absolutely everything. But then conservatives got smart and they said, you know what? We can do that too. And instead of just standing up for our microaggressions, we're going to stand up for kids. And that's what conservatives have done. We have taken a hold. We have said we stand up for women's integrity, women's rights, women's equality. And we also stand against the sexualization, the exploitation, and the grooming of children. Conservatives learned with Bud Light that we do have a voice and we can make a difference. And now we're running with it. And the left doesn't like it, because now we're playing the game and we're winning the game that they created. Well, too bad, too sad, because we're here to play.
She made a great point. She made a great point there. I just wanted to point that out. And the Dodgers, can worry about putting butts in the seats, because that's going to be a challenge for them as well. Maybe not as much in woke California, but everybody is a baseball fan, and it crosses political lines in a lot of cases. So they're gonna feel that. I'm convinced of it. Quick break here. We'll get to In Other News with Ethan coming up next hour. A fun event that you can get to remember the real reason for Memorial Day this weekend, and you can go. It is a free event. We got all the details about 7:48.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, we all knew it was coming, and Netflix has finally started cracking down on the password sharing. The company has said it's going to start blocking devices after a certain period of time that attempt to access Netflix accounts without properly paying for them. They sent out an email to their subscribers on Tuesday explaining the new rules. That it is one household only. Everyone living in that household can use Netflix wherever they are, at home, on the go, on holiday, and take advantages of the new features like transfer profile and manage access and devices. And I know what you're going to ask, Mark. What are these awesome new features? Well, transfer profile, well, if you are on my account, Mark, I can transfer you to your own new account that costs $8. Okay.
Oh.
And then manage access and devices will allow me to see who's accessing my account and kick them off of it. Two features no one's going to use. No one is going to do this. As expected, the internet, of course, is up in arms. People are posting a cool Twitter, a tweet from Netflix from 2017. Love is sharing a password. And so we're just waiting to see how bad Netflix falls for this.
So I'm trying to, I have a basic grasp of the technology, but my guess is that they know what your IP address is, and if it's being accessed from somewhere other than that IP address, yep, at your house,
correct,
like your hypothetically your son has moved out, and at his address he's trying to use your Netflix login, then it won't work.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
But here is the thing. They are saying that if you go on vacation and you get like a Vrbo house or something, or an Airbnb, that you can use it there. So how are they figuring out that I'm using it there?
Thank you.
And not at my house.
I would imagine that it's not simultaneous. And if you haven't signed in at your house in a while, they go, ooh, maybe they're out of town. I bet they send you a text or an email and say, is this you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's my guess.
I'm kind of in the same boat with you, Sue. I was thinking that it's more of a, if it happens for 3 days, you know, or something small like that, that they might forget it.
I don't blame them. I mean, ultimately,
it's a system
that you could take advantage of, and people have been taking advantage of it, and now they're trying to prevent you from doing that.
I think they're just saying they're hypocritical for that tweet that they put out, but... Netflix.
They need more money so they can pay Barack and Michelle Obama's salary.
Yeah.
Netflix.
And
whatever that is.
The Royals.
And the Royals. Yeah, Megan and, yeah.
I've got one from the Georgia Department of Driver Services. They have issued a Facebook post about their new digital IDs. It's a digital driver's license and ID. And what it is it's basically something that you can use on your Apple devices, and you put it in your Apple wallet. That way you don't have to have your physical ID if you go through like TSA. The Facebook post says, "Attention, lovely people of the digital era, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting these for your digital driver's license and IDs. Let's raise a virtual glass and toast to the future. Cheers to technology and keeping things classy."
What state?
Georgia.
Georgia. You can get... That just seems fraught for fraud of some sort. That the TSA... So the TSA said they would accept a digital driver's license.
Yes.
If you're clothed.
Oh, if you're clothed.
If you're clothed.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that.
Huh. Maybe that's the next step if you have to go get your real ID or whatever.
Right.
Will they accept that at the voting booth? Like when you go in, I would assume they would, right?
Finding your name and doing all that stuff. I can't imagine you showing your phone to them and them taking that.
Well, remember how they do it now. You give them your driver's license in Missouri, and they stick it in the back of the iPad, and they scan it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe they've got some way of scanning
when you vote.
Screen.
That's true.
Yeah.
And speaking of phones, my wife has now called Disney to get on the Galactic Star Cruiser 250 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a constant busy. Good. So I called I tried calling in the break for Carl, and I got three different answers when I called. One was, circuits are busy.
Yeah.
Then I got a different voice telling me, we can't complete your call. And then I got that rapid busy signal.
Wow.
A lot of people want to go.
Apparently.
Busy. Yes, we're all trying
so
to call.
So many that they're closing it down.
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say,
exactly.
Good grief.
Is your wife getting a little exhausted here, Carl?
She has said we would have a better chance of winning the lottery today than getting
Well, go play, because then you could afford to go. Right? You got to hit the lottery to afford to go to Disney these days. Oh, boy. Governor DeSantis, maybe he can affect that next, right?
He got married at Disney.
Who did?
DeSantis.
Did he really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's
kinda That's a right. great piece of trivia.
That is great.
Wow. All right, coming up, we'll find out just how real this fiscal cliff is that they're talking about for the debt limit debate. We'll talk to the folks at America First Policy right after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.